you come in and you want to stay in a single place, like just show me how many installs is every channel driving? What's my ROAS for every channel? And it's all over the place. Some of the data is here. Some of the data is there. Some of the data is cohorted. Some is not cohorted. Some is available immediately. Some is available 3 days later. And it's painful.
How do you fix the single biggest challenge in iOS mobile measurement under ATT and SKAD network? Hello and welcome to Growth Masterminds. My name is Sean Kutsier. Look, we all know privacy hit iOS mobile app attribution like a bomb, right? We've seen this. The single biggest impact, however, was the loss of the ability to distinguish true organics from paid acquisition. You had multiple data sources. You got scan, you got MMP tracking, Apple search ads was different, IDFA when it was available, lots of different stuff. The result was measurement fragmentation, overcounting for some campaigns, undercounting for others, overcounting of organics, inflated CPIs for paid, challenges in optimization. Now, Singular thinks they fixed it, not just a little, but basically completely. It's called unified measurement. To chat about it, we have Evitar Ram and Kelsey Lee, who are product and marketing managers. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks, John. Thank you. How's it going?
Doing well. Super pumped to have you guys. Thank you. This is a big deal. This is not a little thing. This is not a little Growth Masterminds. This is a big one. Evitar, maybe explain the problem. What's the challenge?
Sure. So the challenge is, as we all know, a couple of years ago, SKAd Network came out, and it was supposed to be kind of this like single replacement for all the attribution. So basically, the way it was originally like intended in a sense was like, okay, we're all going to just be doing SKAd Network, and that's going to be sort of the attribution. But we know that what actually happened was, as you call it out, fragmentation. So we have some networks have really sort of utilized and are depending on SKAd Network. Some networks are doing other probabilistic attribution methods, relying on the opt-ins. So still thinking more about sort of what we call tracker attribution. Then you have Apple Search Ads. They're doing their own thing. You have the SAN networks coming up with their own versions of modeled attribution. So you have fragmentation. Fragmentation leads to a few problems. One, sort of a very simple problem. You know, you come in and you want to stay in a single place, like just show me how many installs is every channel driving? What's my ROAS for every channel? And it's all over the place. Some of the data is here. Some of the data is there. Some of the data is cohorted. Some is not cohorted. Some is available immediately. Some is available 3 days later. And it's painful. You have problems like organics. They're saying, well, how many organic installs do I have? And then if you ask, you know, if you ask SKAd Network, they'll say, never heard of it. Don't know what organics is. And if you ask the tracker, they'll say like, oh, everyone's organic. Like 80% of your installs are organic because that's what the tracker sees. So it has become a huge problem. And then last but not least is this deduplication problem. So because there's a fragmentation, because different channels are using different attribution methods, you could have a single user, a single install that is attributed to different networks or different channels by different mechanisms. So scan might say, you know what? This user came from Facebook. And then that exact same user, Apple Search Ads will say, no, actually, you know, I think it's mine. And the track will say, no, it's Unity. So you have double counting and you have to understand how do you handle all this data.
Awesome. Great summation. Kelsey, that's the problem. What's the impact?
I mean, the impact is it's really hard to be a marketer these days. They can't trust their channel performance because they're looking at, like Evitar said, at all these different attribution decisions. Each decision makes the performance look different on based off of different methodologies. I mean, when they're optimizing campaigns, they're probably not doing it very effectively and they're not allocating budget very effectively. And it's really hard to prove their worth to the greater organization, which I think is probably the biggest problem that's really scary for all marketers.
Back to you, Evitar. So solution that you've come up with and have been working on for, it's a long time now. And there's been pieces that have been out there and there's been pieces that you just released. It's unified measurement. What the heck is unified measurement?
Sure. So unified measurement is a way to get a single, deduplicated, and accurate view of your UA activity on iOS. Essentially, what it does is it combines SKAd network data together with tracker data in a way that is deduplicated and accurate. So you know what the real number of installs that are driven from every channel, and you know your actual number of installs. So I mean, I say installs, but unified metrics is for installs, and as well as revenue cohorts and also events. So kind of what unified measurement really tries to do is give you that single view of what you need.
Let's just stop there for half a second, Evyatar, because you just said that. And that's a big statement. That's a really big statement. Single, unified, accurate. So you've got all this chaos, multiple measurement methodologies. Nobody's really solved it well, right? There's a bunch of solutions in the market around this, and we'll talk about that. And Singular has done certain things as well, and we'll talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. But nobody's done it well. Some of the solutions that are out there, you lose data. Some solutions that are out there, you overcount data from certain types of sources and undercount data from other sources. You're saying now you've got the solution. It's single, it's unified, and it's accurate. Mm-hmm. Talk about that, Evyatar. How certain are you in that, and how can you be that certain?
So, as you mentioned, like we've been working on this for a while. So, like this is it was pretty clear that this is a big problem in the industry, like from the beginning. And we took our time, kind of really sort of researching different mechanisms and different modeling techniques and different techniques that are more deterministic, to really kind of see how we can actually deduplicate the data, how we can actually merge these two disparate data sets, the scan data and the tracker data, in a way which makes sense. And we come up with a solution that is very innovative. It has a lot of singular proprietary sort of technology and algorithms in it that we think achieves exactly that, so unified and accurate.
So you think, and that's a wonderful thing, Kelsey, you've been working with many beta testers over the past months, maybe quarter, maybe longer. I'm not totally sure. What are the beta testers who are in companies that are running tens of millions of dollars, a quarter or a year of ads, sometimes more than that? What are they saying?
I mean, I think the proof is in the pudding when it comes down to like what they're seeing and the changes of their data. I think because we have a side-by-side comparison view where you can look at the scan data, you can look at the tracker data, and you can look at those unified metrics that Evyatar was mentioning, all side-by-side, you can really see the performance improvements. Like you said, reduction of over-reporting in organics and from other networks, increases on other channels, increase in paid media. We're seeing a lot more revenue being reported to certain channels. So when you look at like on a beta client level, like everyone's data is different because everyone's spending on different networks, but there's really big shifts in terms of the performance and what channels basically rise to the top and become more effective channels, and you know that were like previously suppressed, I guess you could say, by reporting fragmentation that we had previously. So, I mean, it's really crazy to see the shifts in performance that are happening once you look at that single reporting column that that Evyatar is talking about with our unified metrics.
So I'm going to read off right here what I'm seeing in kind of the blog post that you guys have that is announcing this. 57% reduction in eCPI, 31% reallocation from organic to paid, 17% more accurate partner reporting, 88% higher scan revenue, 19% reduction in double counted revenue, 109% increase in attributed installs, and a 43% boost in D14. ROI. So these are individual stats from different companies who have been testing and using unified measurement, and this is what they're reporting and what they're seeing. That's
pretty cool.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe talk about it in terms of what you get with unified measurement. You've talked about cohorts. You've talked about revenue. There's also, you're claiming no missing data from scan that you have with some other industry solutions. You've talked about events. Give us the big picture. What does it accomplish?
So I think from a reporting perspective, from a, let's say, UA organization perspective, I think what we're really trying to aim for is almost to take it back to 2018 or wherever we all were before COVID and hit, where all you really want, like, it's not complicated. You want to see like the channel, you want to see the campaign, you want to see the installs, and you want to see the post-install, sort of the cohort performance. And after day one, day three, day seven, day 14. And I think kind of our North Star was to kind of get you back there. So here's a single thing and you can make decisions and they can make better decisions than you were able to make before that. And you can, you know, this empowers you to do your job in a way which is more effective. So I think that's kind of the core of what sort of unified measurement is trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Super interesting. How is this different from other industry solutions? I don't know. Kelsey, do you want to take a quick stab at that one? Or Evitar,
sure,
who wants to hit that one?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about kind of differentiation here. So I think one of the biggest things that I just mentioned was the side-by-side comparison. Evitar has already mentioned like the cohort capability on this report. We're trying to get it as close to as close as possible to what you had previously. So far we're up to D35 for cohorts, which is awesome. Big improvement from what the entire industry is offering and then what marketers are used to having since DN rolled out. And then we also are preserving scan capabilities. So other solutions require you to use a specific conversion model and they take up a bit from your conversion model. We're not doing that. We want you to maximize your conversion model to collect information back from scan so that you can use that for better reporting, better modeling. And that in turn is going to improve our unified metrics, right? So preserving what's going on in your conversion model is ultimately going to make your reporting better at the end of the day. And that means we're also not subjected to any privacy thresholds or crowd anonymity. Like, we don't have to deal with censorship issues because we're not relying on the scan post box. So I think those are some like really huge things that we're seeing. And the fact that we're prioritizing SK Ad Network's data signals because it's deterministic and it's privacy safe. So I think those are some of like the really important points. But Evitar, I'm not sure if there's more you want to add.
Yeah, so I think one of the challenges when you're trying to do deduplication is this. So you have the same install and there's two attribution methods that each attributed to a different channel. So scan is saying Facebook or Meta, and tracker is saying this is some sort of owned channel. This is coming from some email. And you have to make a decision. Like, are you going to prioritize SK Ad Network or are you going to prioritize tracker? And the decision that we made is to prioritize SK Ad Network for a lot of various reasons. I think the biggest one is that it does have a lot more coverage, SK Ad Network. So it sees that a lot more touch points than any other attribution method. So it makes sense to sort of give the priority to that. Other solutions out there in the market prioritize tracker over SK Ad Network. We believe is the wrong approach. It tends to severely sort of undercount your biggest networks.
So Evitar, is this out there right now? Is it available immediately or is this something we're going to have to wait half a year for?
No, absolutely. It is out there. It's open to all of the Singular customers. Basically, you just need the latest kind of SDK version and you're good to go.
Awesome. I want to contextualize this because, you know, you've been saying some big things and this is a kind of a big, is this a silver bullet for iOS mobile app install attribution? Does this solve attribution on iOS post ATT?
So my sense is that it is the best solution, I think, that is available in the market, but I think that it is an evolving space. And I don't think it's sort of this one solution that now will be, you know, the set for the next 3 years. We have a lot of ideas of how to improve it. There's other data sources that we can say, well, you know, what about the network data? What if I'm doing Triple M? Should I consider that as well? We think there's sort of more and more that we could do there. I mean, we do think it's an evolving solution. Mm-hmm.
I think it's great that you brought that up, because when we first started talking about this, Singular was calling this hybrid measurement, and it evolved to become unified measurement. And hybrid measurement talks a lot about some of the things that are already built into the solution in terms of, hey, we're looking at multiple data sources owned and some data sources like SCAN, some data sources like IDFA, IDFV, other things like that, your own internal data, all that stuff. We're looking at multiple data sources to arrive at the our single view of what's actually happening. And you're saying that that's going to continue. You're going to keep adding sources. You're going to keep adding views and layers that are going to even dial this in deeper.
Absolutely. Yes. I think we're going to continue adding things. I think the ecosystem continues to evolve. More and more networks are doing more modeling. You have SCAN 4 adoption increasing with that third and fourth digits that provides more granularity. So I do think that sort of the solution will continue to evolve.
Excellent. Kelsey, anything to add?
Yeah, I think the most important way to look at it is what we're releasing today solves the iOS fragmentation reporting issue that marketers are dealing with. So if you're running iOS marketing campaigns, you can now operate effectively. But we've also built a framework for the future, which is going to basically future-proof ourselves for other privacy changes down the road. And I think that's kind of like what we were originally talking about when we were talking about hybrid measurement, is combining all of these forms of measurement. And we've basically unified all those forms of measurement. So really focusing on that framework of, you adopt this now, you're solving your problems now, but like we're also really making sure that this is going to be flexible and like works with whatever signals we need to prioritize that are privacy safe and that the industry moves towards.
In other words, this is something, hey, for iOS, here we go, and it's getting better and better. Mm-hmm. But for Android, which we know Privacy Sandbox is coming, similar solutions, the similar methodology is going to apply.
Yep. Exactly.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Well, this is a big deal. I look forward to this getting totally out there and in the wild, and every client using it and seeing more of the results of what's happening here over time. Hopefully we can actually bring a few clients on to Growth Masterminds and have a chat and say, hey, what did you learn? What did you see? How did it work? What did it look like? And was it really actually like marketing back in 2018 or 2019 all over again?
Awesome.
Thank you both for this time. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Really appreciate it. Bye.